Blog Talk Radio.
To balance the scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality, anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs.
Good morning. Morning. Good morning, everyone. This is your guy, Branch President of Columbus, Ohio, Kenny Hodge, with a live postal podcast this morning. Hey, listen, I got a lot on my mind, and I'm going to share it with you for about 15 minutes this morning. We don't have any music today because I just want to talk to you. Hey, listen, members of Columbus, let's open our eyes. Let's look around, and let's be aware of how our branch is trying to be divided. And there's only one person doing that, and I'm not going to harp on that, but that's your local president. I think he's made a commitment that we are not going to be unified. We're not going to be a strong branch. I think because it breaks up a large block of votes for the next local president election. And then again, please listen to what I'm saying, because I'm not coming at you negative. I'm coming at you very truthful. And sometimes when you want to wrap yourself around the negativity and throw it at Kenny Hodge, there are some members in that branch right now that I hope you respect or trust their decision. In particular, your former president, Mark Baird. Baird promised him a vice president spot unofficially. Well, Mark didn't get it. And Mark Johnson, Baird wouldn't let me keep him on the staff when he went to tour two and directed me to let him go. And the other steward, who just always involved in dirty works, I hope him and Biff have a happy couple together, make a happy couple together. But to my other members in that branch, listen, I am not trying to divide the branch. What I am doing is I am providing a quality service to some of our members within the guidelines of that, I almost said a word I didn't want to say, that nonsense, that crap, that bull crap suspension that your local president currently has me on. Hey, listen, again, this is not a rant. This is open your eyes and see what's going on. And I'm going to tell you something. I truly enjoy representing Mountains. I do. This is why I'm always active in some part of what's going on in that office right now. Now, what I'd like to say to the staff stewards there, is what I do does not affect what you do. So rather than try to tell people that Ken Hodge is just a hype man, you should be glad that I'm picking up the fight on the other side of the grievance. Because guess what? No matter who wins the case, guess who ultimately wins? The member. If you win a case for him, or if you can't win a case and Kenny Hodge wins the case, which probably going to be more of what happens. But nonetheless, all I'm saying is the member wins. And how can that be bad for the local? The members elected me as their president. so they know I'm going to fight for them. Biff knows I'm going to fight for them also. That's why he don't want me around. But members in Columbus, Ohio, you have to know. I'm going to take a minute here and put the light back on me. You got to know that I represent and I fight for you like nobody's going to represent or fight for you. And I do mean nobody. I put together a staff of brand new stewards. And again, the first thing we did was delve into that steward contract book and study it and read it. This is why some of the new stewards that were a part of my administration are probably some of the better stewards you're going to have in Columbus. Oh, wait a minute. That is such a true statement. But here comes your local president again. Kick them out also. If you would really, really stop and look at the pattern of what's happening in Columbus, anybody who's strong, anybody who wants to take the fight to management, BIP has kicked them out of the union. Now, again, I'm not being nasty. I'm being for real right now. And you can go and ask these folks, man. BIP just can't be trusted. So what I'm saying to you is this. Let's get beside BIP. All right? I mean, those stewards, I know you work for them. I'm not asking you to take sides against them. You got to do what you got to do. But I'm saying we should still be able to work harmoniously in Columbus, because if you're doing grievances, and if the member comes to me and their problem fits into the EEO capacity, so guess what? That means you're fighting for them on the grievance side. Ken Hodges is fighting on the EEO side, and we meet somewhere in the middle. It doesn't matter who wins. The member wins, and that's what's most important. And I know that your local president don't want to see me do anything good because he knows if I'm allowed to go to work and do what it is that I do, then the vote for local president is just going to be too easy against them. So rather than keep the union strong, I believe he's made a commitment that Columbus can go to pieces, because he's got enough votes from his vice president with the group in Indiana who are just going to vote, who are going to vote blindly for him, maybe because they like his vice president. But I'm saying to all the members, listen, let's stop that bit getting between what we do in Columbus. And when I say that with all respect of him being local president, I say that with all respect of all the stewards actually work for him, which I think is just crazy, but that's a different constitution issue. But again, if you're working grievance and I'm working EEO, guess what? We're both still working for the member. Now, let me tell you something that might make some folks in Columbus a little uneasy, but I'm going to say it anyway. And that is, we've got a situation going on in our office right now that I'm going to give you not the details, but a broad stroke of what's going on. And somebody tell me, how in the world can a mail handler submit a bid for a particular job and particular days off, and then the postal service take it upon themselves to give him another bid? Well, as crazy as that sounds, I got to tell you, during my administration, my chief steward on tour one, I don't want to mention her name because she may not want to be a part of it, but the facts are the facts. We tracked every job in Columbus. And let me tell you something. Our data was always superior to what postal management had. Why? Because we were superior. Our data was superior. We knew every job, every opening, every vacancy, every reverted job. And again, my chief steward on 12-1 kept me up to date on all that information. And just before we were both kicked out of the union, we started to notice that you are bidding for jobs and being awarded different jobs. So let me tell you something. When that happened recently, that's not new to me. So when I say to that member that I'm going to go after management on an EEO complaint, that's what I'm going to do. Because let me tell you something. Not many unions, and if I'm wrong, please somebody tell me, not many unions track jobs the way we did in Columbus. Again, my chief steward that night was a motivated individual. And you could tell that she really liked working for members. And what did she get for that? Kicked out of the union. But before they kicked her out and me out, we worked on it. Okay, we stayed in management's back pocket in order to get this data so that we can massage it, so that we can look at it, and we could tell where every single vacancy, every single reverted job, every single bid was. And we began to notice that, no, Columbus is posting bids and issuing different bids. Now, here's where, I know you guys hate this when I say this, here's where my 27 years of postal management comes in. I believe that employer support in Columbus, Ohio, and once again, I said I believe, that employer support started abolishing and reverting jobs at such a rate that they lost track of what they were doing. They looked up one day and found that bids that were posted to them might have been already reverted. So now they start this underhanded, sneaky politics where they're going in the system, changing your days off for you. Well, that's falsifying documents, folks. Now, if we want to play this game, let's play this game. And I only know one way to play, and I play for winning for my member. So now we're going to come back at the post office and see if we can get this member at a scheduled premium. Now, again, that's a broad stroke of what's happening. But the reason I put that on this podcast this morning is I want everybody, maybe pull a copy of your bid. See if you are actually working the bid that you bid for without management doing some sneaky, underhanded, changing your days off because you bid for ABC. They gave you XYZ, then went to make it ABC. That's just crazy, folks. And when you see that kind of conniving going on, then something's not right. And I'm going to find out what's not right. And if I by me finding out, I hope I'm able to get that member over 1,000 hours of out-of-schedule premium pay. And I hope I can get a forensic audit done on all the bids in Columbus. Because I'm telling you, they're not right. Now, again, most unions don't track jobs in that manner. But we did. And you know why we did? My steward asked me one day, she said, Ken, how do we know all the jobs that's in Columbus? And I looked at her. And from that conversation, we both went on a tenacious search to build that information, get that information to management, and then use that information in the day-to-day administration of my presidency. Well, again, and again, I'm not knocking other branches, but I'm saying those who hear this podcast, go ask your branch president, do you track like that? And I'm pretty sure you don't. Now, I'm not saying definitely you don't. I'm saying I'm pretty sure you don't. That was just one of the advanced things that we did in Columbus. Why? Because I was your president, and I had a motivated and dedicated staff working with me so that we could do this extra stuff to make sure, again, that our members are taken care of. So, and then they want to keep this kind of stuff secret. No, I don't want to keep it secret. I want everybody in Columbus to know, check your bids, because management is conniving. And let me tell you, if you bid on a Monday, Tuesday bid, and they gave you a Sunday, Monday, I'm just picking days, when they realize it's wrong, then they just go to HR Shared Service or where they send their bid compliment information, and they fix it. You don't just fake documents well over a year and then say that employee is not entitled to some kind of compensation. Well, we're going to find out. And again, this is something that the union is addressing, and this is something that I'm addressing from the EEO. Now, guess what? I'm pretty sure, I'm just saying because I'm Kenny Hodge, I'm pretty sure I want to have a resolution to this nonsense first, but that doesn't matter. What matters is that member got made whole. And when I say made whole, I won't go into any more of the details about it, but I just want the members to know, check your bid, because you might find that they're putting in change of schedules for your bid also. Again, I know this is starting to happen just before BIT decided to kick me and my stewards out of the office, and pervert the will of your election. But we noticed this. And had he not done what he did, this would have been addressed a while ago, because we were on that track. So here's my message to Columbus, Ohio this morning. Okay, you don't have to be so occupied with Ken Hodge is trying to destroy this or Ken Hodge is trying to destroy this. Let's become occupied with we're all going to work together. And when I say we're all going to work together, you have to understand who your common enemy is here. And let me tell you, except for about two or three of you who got your hands so dirty with the local president that I guess it's good for you, your local president is the actual enemy right now in our conversation. It's not me. I ran for a position and was elected. And I got to say to my members, you know I fight for you. You know I go to work for you. You know I train and motivate stewards that go to work for you. And anybody in Columbus, you have to know, my first 8 months of my presidency, you started to see things happen. You started to see us have consistent labor management meetings. Now, when I say consistent, well, they were consistent meetings, but the agendas didn't change a lot, because I'm of the opinion, let's not keep giving management new items. Let's keep beating with the same items until they change, and then we present the new list. So here's my podcast to the world this morning is let's get together in Columbus, man, and let's work to have a stronger branch outside of your local president. And when I say let's work to have a local, a stronger branch, listen, I'm not saying any disrespect to your local president. What I'm saying is let's have more respect for each other, and we can work on some things. Again, my bullcrap suspension has me the branch president, and I can't even write a step one, which is actually against the Constitution, because there's certain rights that your branch president, by holding the title of position, should have. But your local president don't care about that. All he cares about is, I'm going to be a threat to his next campaign. In fact, I'm not going to be a threat. I'm going to be the victor for the next campaign. And he figures it's better to just have me do nothing than have me do work, because I have work to do for the branch. And nobody does work like Kenny Hodge going to do work. And again, if you really sit down and think about it, and tell my branch, here I go stepping out there, stepping over the Niagara Falls on a tightrope without a safety net. Stand by. On my page, my Facebook page, or on the page for this blog, here I go. I'm going to open up. Tell me. Columbus, Ohio only, because those are the only folks that I work for. Tell me really, what was your problem with Kenny Hodge as president? Open up. Now, let me tell you, if you come at me with that slick talk, I'm going to respond back to you. But if you give me some concrete information, some concrete building data that tells me why I was such a bad president, or why you don't want me to be your president, I'd like to entertain it. Because I think that you've been fooled by BIP, and I think that you know Columbus, Ohio, and Columbus, Ohio only. I think you know when I was a president, I'm always at work. Now, there was never an issue of where's the president, because Ken Hodge stayed on all three tours. Yeah, I got the clock rings to prove that. When I'm at work, no mail handler. When I say at work, I meant back at my office as president. And this is a statement. No mail handler was ever out of work for more than 5 days. Why? Because Ken Hodge went to work and fought every day to get them back to work. No mail handler. There's a lot of positive things that happened in that year, that 8 months that I'm your president. So let me know some of the negative things. And listen, please don't tell me that when I say why I can't be your president, please don't tell me about late grievances unless you've seen late grievances. Because I'm going to tell you now, and I'm going to tell you, for as long as I breathe, BIP is full of crap on those late grievances. Now, if you've seen them, speak on it. If you've seen them, speak on it. But if you didn't, let's not go by what somebody else says, because that somebody else solely intended on making me look bad so that I can't be elected into his position. And you can see what it's like having a qualified local president and watch how the branch takes off. So that's my live podcast this morning. Yes, I had a lot on my mind. I wanted to get it off. But my podcast, even though I had to speak about your local president more than I wanted to, my real podcast is to Columbus. Hey, Columbus, let's get together, okay? And I don't have to get involved in your grievance procedure because your local president, he makes sure that I don't do that. But again, as I am defending or representing members on EEOSA, hopefully you defend them on the grievance side, and regardless of single win or double win, the member wins, and we just did a good thing for the member. Never mind what local president thinks about me. Let's put that out for a minute. Okay? So let's get together and be strong, Columbus. Let's get together and let's be strong. Because, again, I'm definitely running for the local president, and I want my branch to understand that we are one of the larger plants in 304. The leadership should come out of one of the larger plants because we are one of the larger plants. We have every issue that the other officers are going to have plus some. So you need a president who understands that. Okay? So, as always, when it's time to cash
Monday morning.